Sweeter Than Chocolate by For Fuck's Sake, Jim. Read by CookieMom6067. The Enterprise was unusually quiet. The hum of the engines a soothing backdrop to the late hour. Jim was in his quarters reviewing reports when the door to the bathroom chimed. "Come in," he called, not looking up from his pad. The door slid open to reveal Spock, but not the composed, stoic Vulcan Jim was used to. No, this Spock had a slightly glazed look in his eyes and a faint and an uncharacteristic smile on his lips. "Spock?" Jim asked, raising an eyebrow. "Are you all right?" Spock stepped inside, the door closing behind him. "Jim," he said, his voice softer than usual, I believe I have consumed an excess amount of chocolate." Jim couldn't help but chuckle. "I thought that Vulcans didn't get drunk," he said, a smile tugging at his lips as he watched Spock from his chair. "Chocolate affects Vulcans similarly to alcohol in humans," Spock explained, swaying slightly as he moved closer, "and I may have overindulged." Jim stood up, arms open as Spock approached him, his arms winding around Jim's form. "Let's get you to bed, Spock," he whispered. But Spock had other ideas. He wrapped his arms tighter around Jim, pulling him into an embrace. "Jim," he whispered, his breath warm against Jim's ear. "My Tahila, I love you." Jim's heart skipped a beat. They had been together now for only a few months. And while Jim was vocal in how he was comfortable with whatever verbal affection Spock gave him, hearing Spock say it out loud, even under the influence of chocolate, was something else entirely. "I love you too, Spock," Jim replied, his voice barely above a whisper as his heart hammered in his chest. He wanted to commit it to memory, wanted to hear it play in his mind over and over until his last breath. Spock pulled back slightly, looking into Jim's eyes. "You are my everything, Jim. My heart, my soul. I do not know what I would do without you." Jim felt a lump in his throat. "And you mean the world to me, Spock. Now let's get you to bed before you say anything else you might regret in the morning." Spock shook his head, his grip on Jim tightening. "I will not regret it. I want you to know how much you mean to me. I know I have struggled with telling you the true depth of my affections toward you, and you deserve to hear it always. My Jim, you are my son, my world." Jim smiled, his heart swelling with affection. "I know, Spock, and I feel the same way." Spock leaned in, lips pressing against the corner of Jim's mouth. He could feel the frown against his skin as Spock adjusted himself, pressing his lips again to Jim's cheek and then the shell of his ear and his chin. Jim laughed, reaching up to hold Spock's head still with his hands and pressed their lips together in a soft kiss. "I love you too, Spock," he whispered against his lips as he pulled away, laughing as Spock followed him and captured his lips in another kiss. As they parted, Spock's eyes sparkled with an unusual mischief. "Jim," he said, his voice low and husky, "did you know that your lips taste sweeter than any chocolate I've ever consumed?" Jim blinked, taken aback by the uncharacteristically poetic statement. "Spock, I think you've definitely had too much chocolate." "Impossible," Spock declared, leaning in for another kiss. "One can never have too much of a good thing. And you, Jim, are the best thing in my life." Jim chuckled, gently pushing Spock back. "Okay, Romeo, let's get you to bed." But Spock wasn't done. He twirled Jim around, dipping him low like they were dancing. "Jim," he said seriously, though his eyes were twinkling, "I believe I've discovered the solution to achieving peace in the galaxy." "Oh?" Jim asked, amused. "And what's that?" "Kisses," Spock replied solemnly. "If everyone could experience the joy of kissing you, all conflicts would cease immediately. Jim couldn't help but burst into laughter. Spock, I think that might cause more conflicts than it solves. Spock considered this for a moment, then nodded. You're right. Your kisses should be mine alone. He pulled Jim back up and into another embrace. Jim, still chuckling, tried to guide Spock towards the bed. Come on, Casanova. Time for sleep. Sleep? Spock looked puzzled. But Jim, there are approximately 207 bones in the human body, and I haven't kissed nearly enough of them yet. Jim's eyebrows shot up. Spock! Is that not a romantic sentiment? Spock asked, looking genuinely confused. I read it in one of Dr. McCoy's medical journals. I thought it was quite poetic. Jim shook his head, grinning. Remind me to have a word with Bones about his choice of reading material. With some effort, Jim managed to guide Spock to his bed, helping him lie down upon the regulation mattress. Spock's hand never left Jim's. His fingers entwined tightly with Jim's as if he were afraid to let go, and Jim would no longer be there. Stay with me, Spock murmured, his eyes already closing, his breath shallow as he pulled softly on Jim's hand, as if he could anchor Jim to himself. Jim sat down on the edge of the bed, still holding Spock's hand. I'm not going anywhere, he promised. Love you, Jim, he whispered once more, before he drifted off to sleep. Jim watched him, a soft smile on his lips. He knew that in the morning Spock might be a tad embarrassed by his behavior, but Jim would cherish this forever. It wasn't often that Spock let his guard down, and Jim felt honored to be the one he trusted enough to do so. Good night, Spock, he whispered, leaning down to press a gentle kiss to Spock's forehead. I love you, too, and I can't wait to remind you of all this in the morning. The end.